Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A young man invested his life savings in a new Ferrari sports car, and having made the investment of his life, felt he should have someone bless the car, just to be on the safe side. Unsure of whom to call, he phoned the local Catholic priest, who said, "Yes, it's a bit out of the ordinary, but I do baptize things for people." But then he quickly added, "Oh, by the way, what's a Ferrari?" Thinking that if he didn't know what a Ferrari was, his blessing wouldn't be very powerful, he gave up and called a Baptist preacher, who quickly said, "A Ferrari? Great! 0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds. Fantastic car. I just worship that car." He paused and then said, "By the way, what's a blessing?" Some understand blessings, and others know what worship is. But I've come to the conclusion many of us confuse blessings and worship. A blessing is not something someone does. It is something you receive. Worship is what you do, and the blessing of the Almighty follows the act of true worship. Have you ever walked out of a church or a Bible study grumbling, "Well, I sure didn't get much of a blessing out of that"? The fact is, you didn't get much out of it because you didn't put much into it. Worship is the response of the believer to the majesty and the greatness of the living true God. The Old English word for worship means worth-ship. In other words, worship is our response to the greatness of God. It is something which you do, something which you give to God, and the blessing of God which touches your life is the result of having been in His presence. Anything, no matter what it is, which is done perfunctorily, as a ritual, time after time, becomes meaningless and routine. At times there is comfort in ritual. It eliminates our involvement in the worship experience. But then we have become spectators to someone else's worship and not active participants ourselves. When we were living overseas, my family would occasionally be in a service which was conducted in a language my children didn't understand. And they would grumble, "It's boring not being able to understand a thing that is being said." We began to stress the fact that you don't even have to understand the language to be blessed by worship. You can think about the greatness and the majesty of God, His character and goodness. You can even hum the songs along with those who may be singing in Chinese or Russian or Tagalog, Ukrainian or whatever, and still be part of the family of God at worship. There is one more thing which needs to be said. The word blessing is not an easy word to define in English. The Greek word which the New Testament uses is sometimes translated happy, but it is far more than a feeling of light frivolity. It bears the idea of well-being, of having received something of the nature and expression of the Almighty. It is the warmth which comes as the result of a father's smile, the sense of well-being which a mother generates as she holds her infant. In relationship to God, His blessing is the result of His goodness and mercy to us. It is the warmth of His presence. Worship comes first, and His blessings always follow. Think about it, friend. It can change your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.